USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. Hawaii's governor fears the wildfire death toll will rise as search and rescue efforts continue on Maui. At least 93 people are confirmed dead from the raging wildfires last week. Governor Josh Green compared the devastation to a war zone. FEMA Director Deanne Criswell told CBS's Face the Nation what memories are stuck with her.
The row of cars of people that were trying to drive and escape and then couldn't get out fast enough. And these are the ones that ended up running or jumping into the water.
Hundreds are unaccounted for and thousands are now homeless as families search for love. Once. A Georgia district attorney could bring her case against former President Trump to a grand jury as early as Monday. Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan confirmed that he's scheduled to testify on Tuesday. Appearing on ABC's This Week, Secretary of State Chief Operating Officer Gabriel Sterling said it's concerning about possible violence in Atlanta.
It's not going to be an organized thing. It's not going to be a bunch of conspirators together. It's going to be one probably mentally unstable individual who's going to be radicalized through this process.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could seek indictments on Tuesday in connection to trying to overturn Georgia's results in the 2020 presidential election. Trump is expected to be indicted on racketeering charges. A reporter for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution said former Trump attorneys Rudy Giuliani and John Eastman could also be indicted. A single-engine plane crashed Sunday into a North Carolina lake, killing the pilot and passenger. A plane crashed into an apartment building during an air show near Detroit. The privately owned Soviet-era MiG-23 was participating in the Thunder Over Michigan air show, one of the largest in the nation. The two pilots were transferred to a nearby medical facility where they are listed in stable condition. This is USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. 802-341-4541. That's 802-341-4541.
GOP presidential hopeful Chris Christie believes former President Trump will sign the loyalty pledge to get himself on the debate stage.
He might not also, but I would not be the least bit surprised if he did. This is about Donald Trump keeping the attention on Donald Trump.
Speaking on ABC's This Week, Christie implied the former president might not honor the pledge, even if he does sign it. Trump said he would announce this week if he'll take part in the first GOP debate, scheduled for August 16th in Milwaukee. Speaking of Milwaukee, a Wisconsin veteran is celebrating a major milestone.
David Cuff will be 100 years old tomorrow. More than 70 of his family and friends helped him celebrate yesterday at the VFW Hall near Madison. He joined the Air Force when he was 18 and served for nearly 38 years. Cuff says he didn't expect to live this long, and he shared his secret to a long life, saying, "My advice for anyone who wants to be 100 is just to avoid dying." I'm Corey Myers.
And again, Cuff's 100th birthday is on Monday. The Dallas Mavericks and San Antonio Spurs headline the Basketball Hall of Fame induction ceremonies. The class of 2023 honorees include Mavs legend Dirk Nowitzki, Spurs point guard Tony Parker, five-time NBA champion Spurs head coach Greg Popovich, and former Spurs assistant coach Becky Hammon, the first woman to serve as a full-time coach in the NBA. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. 800-413-6441. That's 800-413-6441.